I'm Alma today, talking to Brittany Hemme. Brittany is the advisor for the Santa Fe AgriLeaders. And Brittany, you've got some exciting news here in Alma that's taking place, weather-related. I'll let you just tell folks what that's all about.
That's right. We now have our Alma weather station up and running. This is one of the weather stations that belongs to the Missouri Mesonet network. They are a network of weather stations out of the University of Missouri Extension Program, and we got partnered up with John Travlos, and we partnered also with the Alma Communications Company to get this tower. It's a 10-foot tripod, get this tower set up in Alma, and so now we have actual, really local weather that we can all access.
It's state-of-the-art, everything on it looks like, and something that's going to be very convenient, very handy, and really very helpful for the folks in this whole area.
That's right. It is all state-of-the-art, scientific-grade software and hardware. It meets the standards of the National Weather Service, and so they actually will be pulling some data from this as well to help with tracking storms, severe weather, and just with forecasting as well.
You know, I was just talking to you and Jeff Bergman, who's here. There's really nothing between here and Kansas City as far as the weather station, is there?
That's right. It was kind of surprising when we sat down and started looking at what the possibilities of this tower could offer. It's really more than just for the local people here and the local producers. There's just a hole in between Kansas City and the fact that Lafayette County has so much farming that goes on in this county. It made total sense to offer a tower in Lafayette County. It's updated every 5 minutes, so it is real-time weather. They do have a site, but like I said, the National Weather Service also will be pulling data from this weather station, and so you might actually see Alma listed on different forecasts from now on.
Of course, you with Santa Fe AgriLeaders, you're responsible for part of doing this. You've also got another company here in Alma, I understand, that is responsible as well.
That's right. We worked together very early on with this project with the Alma Communications Company. This was quite an investment to initially get this weather station up and running. And through our partnership and the help of Alma Communications Company here in Alma, they really were the ones that truly helped us make this possible.
You will hear more of my visit with Brittany Hemme of Santa Fe AgriLeaders about the new weather station in Waverly on tomorrow's Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.